can always hear the Lord my God, all my children.
This is for Frank Williams.
Call me Mom.
I will trust
I pray for them.
In the Lord.
Amen.
Treat every body right. You that's trusting in the Lord, just wave your hand. In love. You got to hang on in there anyhow. Can I get a witness in here? In the Lord. Wait a minute. In the Lord. Bring it down one more time. In the Lord. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If I had Frank Williams here tonight, he would come on down and he would tell him, he would say, in the Lord. Yeah. He would say, in the Lord. Yeah. Y'all don't like this tonight. And, Frank would tell you, when I was sick, the Lord touched my body. We don't have him here tonight, but we got James Moore here. And I can tell you, God real good to me. He made a way out of no way. Come on, cry. In the law. In the law. Can you help us say it in the law? In the law. He's a rock in a weary land.
And because God gave you dominion. Amen. That means we got to make our requests unto God so that God. He's at hand, amen.
Amen.
And so thank God for that today, amen. Amen. For all of you on today on Facebook Live, amen. And all of you that with us today, I thank you for being with us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All of you online today, thank you for being online with us. Amen. We're here today just to thank God and give God praise. Amen.
Amen.
And Father God, we're thankful today for the word of God and the people of God.
Yes,
I thank you, Lord, for the blessing upon them. Lord, you're the one that blesses us, Lord. You're the one that keep us. And I give you praise for being a keeper because, Lord, I know you're able to do anything but fail us. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. That God is able to do anything but fail us. Amen.
Amen.
So thank God that God never fails. Aren't you glad that God never fails?
Yes.
And that's what I appreciate God for, being an unfailing God, an undying God, a God that's going to live forever, a God that has all power. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God that has all glory, all honor.
Yes.
God that owns everything. I thank God for him being God. That somebody that I can depend on when I have a need for something. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God. That somebody, amen, that I can count on.
Always.
Always. Amen.
Amen.
And so I have to say that. For real,
yes.
That I thank God for being a God that I can depend on.
Yes.
Because, you know, we learn different lessons, you know, in our walk with God. We learn different lessons, amen.
Amen.
You know, when I thought about myself, amen, back when I, you know, when the things was turned over to me and I thought about all the people that I had helped. You know, before transition, the last 20 years, you thought about all the people you helped and everything you did for them, and you was there to help them when they had a need, and, you know, all the things that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
And then the time it's your turn, everybody turned their back on you.
Yes.
Everybody walk away from you, amen.
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 And thank God that God didn't walk away from me, amen.
Right.
But then God taught me something. Then he said, well, I'm teaching you how not to depend on people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm teaching you how not to depend on people.
Yes.
Because so many times we'll get so dependent on people and then we'll leave God out And then we find out that the people that you trusted in or thought that was going to be there for you, they wasn't there. Amen.
That's right.
But thank God that he never leaves us. Amen.
And you don't.
He never forsakes us. He never turned his back on us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, even when we sin,
yes.
Amen, he's still always faithful to us. He said, I'm married to the backslider. I still won't leave you. I'm still there. I just want you to turn around and come back to me because I didn't leave you. You left me. So you come back to me. I'm right here where you left me at.
Yes.
He's always there. That's the good thing about God. He's always there for you when you need him. Amen.
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Aren't you glad you got a
yes,
faithful
Lord.
God? Amen.
Yes.
That won't let you down, won't turn his back on you. Amen.
Amen.
That'll lift you up when you're down. Amen. Praise God. That'll provide for you when you have need. And so thank God that I've learned how to trust in God. Hallelujah. I don't put no confidence in people no more. Amen. Amen. They done taught me already that when you need me, I'm not going to be there for you.
Right.
And so I said, well, I said, thank you, Jesus, because now all my dependence is on God, not on people to give me nothing.
Yes.
Amen, or they help me, or whatever. I don't depend on people for none of that no more. They done taught me something, amen. But most of the time, the one you help normally be the one that won't help you back.
Right.
It would always be somebody else that come alongside and aid you and give you need, give you help, amen.
Amen.
It's never the one that you help, amen.
Amen.
They're only with you as long as you got something to give them.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you don't have anything to give, you don't see those people anymore. Amen.
Right. Amen.
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 Amen. All the while they was they was there every weekend, every day they was there. Praise God. They was over your house. They came by your house. They was there. But as soon as they got to a place where they didn't need nothing, all of a sudden they turned their back on you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you glad that God is not like that? Amen.
Amen.
That he's going to be with you every step of the way, amen. Hallelujah. He started this journey with you, and he's going to end it with you, amen. That's the kind of God I like, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Not just a God that's going to start with you, then as soon as things get hard, they're going to turn your back on you, amen.
Yeah.
But a God that's going to go with you all the way, amen. In the good times and what in the bad times, he's going to be there. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In the times when you're up, amen. And he's going to be there in the times when you're down. Amen.
Yes.
That even when you get all turned around, the God that we serve is still going to be with you. Amen.
Yes.
Aren't you glad you serve a faithful God? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank all of y'all this morning. You are on the line this morning. Amen. Praise God. I'm just here praising God this morning, amen, giving God some thanks and giving God some glory because, you know, I had to start looking back and see all the good things that God has done for me. And then my soul has to cry out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me, amen. And you see, I've come to a place to recognize, you know, somebody had a song a long time ago said that he was there all the time. Amen. Yeah, he was there all the time. Amen. I didn't know he was there, but he was there all the time. Amen. I couldn't see him, but still he was there. Amen. We serve an invisible God, and we can't see him with us all the time. But the thing about it, by faith, I believe he's here. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know how he can say he's going to be with me always to the end of the age. And even though I can't see him with my natural eye, this is why this thing is a faith walk, amen.
Right.
It's because I see him by faith, amen.
By faith.
He was there all the time, amen.
Amen.
We just was talking about that a little earlier, how God was here all the time, you know, when we was doing drugs and things, amen, and we could have overdosed, but God was with us, amen.
Yeah.
He didn't leave me dead, amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad he didn't leave you dead? Amen. You know when you drank a little too much that night and And you could have got killed on the way home, but he was there all the time, amen.
Amen.
We didn't know he was there, but he was there all the time, amen. You know, when you got in the car wreck, amen, you could have gotten killed, but he was there all the time, amen.
He you
know, I wasn't even thinking about him at the time, but I could have died right then, but it was God that was there all the time, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's what we have to say.
Oh, yeah.
But God was there, amen. Yeah, well, I didn't know him. I didn't have no thoughts about him. When I didn't want to serve him, he was there, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He never left me, amen. Even when I turned my back on him, he never turned his back on me.
That's
Aren't
right.
you glad to serve a God that he's there all the time, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, amen. Even when we come to this church here, amen, the church was turned over to me, amen. Thank God for the... For pastor that turned it over, and amen, everybody was with me. You know, when I first got it, and all of a sudden, everybody disappeared on me. Amen. They just turned their back on me.
Amen.
And it did upset me for about a minute. Amen. I got upset about a minute over it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, amen. Then after about a minute or two, you know, I was over it. Amen. Because I said, God won't leave me. God won't turn his back on me. Amen. And in spite
amen.
Of what everybody else think about me, I say, God going to raise me up, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to be what God, I am who God says I am, amen.
Right.
And I can
That's
be
right.
what God said I can be, amen. I can accomplish
amen.
Everything God said that I can accomplish, amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to do everything God has called me to do. It's because God is my helper, hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. And even what everybody else thought, I don't care what they thought, amen. If God said I can do it, I can do it. Amen.
That's right.
Come on, somebody. Amen. Somebody with me today. Amen.
Amen.
I said, if God
amen.
Says I can, amen.
That's
if
right.
God says
amen.
I can do it, I can do it. Amen. And we got to recognize that God has given us the ability to accomplish everything that he set in his will for us to do.
That's right. Amen.
And so even when everybody else forsake you, God won't forsake me, amen. God won't leave me. And we need somebody that we can trust in, amen.
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 Hallelujah. We all need somebody. That's why we need Jesus, because we need somebody that we can count on when we have a need. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. We can't always trust, what is that, some trust in horses and chariots. But we can't trust in horses and chariots.
No.
Well, we can't trust Israel.
No.
Amen. We can't trust Egypt, amen.
No.
You can't trust the people in the White House, amen.
No.
Amen. You
mm-hmm.
you can't trust the policeman, amen, that's supposed to protect you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But they
amen.
Don't look like there's nobody you can trust today.
What?
You can't even have no trust in your job today. You can get fired tomorrow.
Right.
If
that's
it don't
right.
get fired tomorrow, they'll close down tomorrow, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have nothing in this world that you can count on anymore. But God, amen.
Amen.
He's the
amen.
Only one that we can count on, amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God that can pull that he can feed you from heaven, amen.
Amen.
Amen. He can cause manna to come from heaven, amen.
Amen.
And feed
amen.
You something that you never eaten before. You don't know what it is, amen. What do they call
amen.
It in the wilderness? Somebody said it was manna because they didn't know what it is. But God will give you manna from heaven, amen.
Yes.
When everything else
amen.
Failed, your God will still feed you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Come on, preacher.
So that's why we have to have somebody you can count on. That's why we need Jesus today. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Your mind needs somebody it can depend on. Your heart, your faith, you need somebody you can depend on, because if you don't have anything that you can hold on to or to depend on, your heart will fail because you don't have nothing to hold on to. But we can hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So my faith got to be built in Jesus now. Amen.
Jesus.
Praise God. Your faith has to be in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
All you got.
There's nothing else that you can have faith in. There's
That's
nothing
right.
in this world that you can have faith in.
Right.
That's right.
You can't have faith in nothing that you can see.
No.
Because everything you see is going to be a temporary thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad that God is eternal? Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
He never ceases. Amen. Amen. He never changes. Amen. He's always
yeah.
there. Amen. Praise God, because you can't see him, He will never dissolve. He will never go away. Amen. He will never fade away. Amen. This is why you need Jesus today, because you need something you can trust in, because your jobs are failing you today.
That's right.
Yeah, your wives are failing you today. And the husbands are failing you today. And you shouldn't have no boyfriend, but your boyfriend even failing you these days. Amen. Your girlfriend's failing you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You can't depend on them. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If your man friend, he's with you until you get pregnant, then he turns his back on you and says what he is. Amen. Amen. You were sleeping with somebody else. Amen. And know it was him all the time. Amen. Praise God. You can't trust in nobody.
That's right.
No,
you turn your back on God for him. And we got people doing that, amen. Amen. Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah. Well, I got to have somebody in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to have God in your life, amen. You wouldn't need nothing else, amen. And you're holding on to something. And then most of the time, you're holding on to something. You can't even count on that rascal.
That's right. Mm.
You don't know who arms he's going to be in tomorrow. Mm. Not tomorrow, tonight. Amen. And you have gave up God for him. Oh, you can't trust nobody but God, amen. He has never turned his back
on
you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, somebody. Amen. So don't be giving up God for the world, amen. Everything in this world going to fade away.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Even the earth itself going to fade away.
It's
going to be rolled up in a scroll, amen.
Right.
And fire going to come down and burn it up. And so that there be a new heaven and a new earth. So everything that's here now is going to disappear. But God is the only one always going to be with you. I'll never leave you and forsake you.
Amen.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
I'll be there through eternity. Amen. I was here before anything started. Amen. If when there was nothing, he said, I was here. Amen.
Yes.
And when everything else is gone from this earth, I'll still be here because I'm God.
Yes.
What a mighty God we serve.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Amen.
Yes.
I say I have to have somebody I can depend on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
praise
hallelujah.
God. Praise God. Amen. I think I want James chapter 5, Sister Paige. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. I'm winging it. But I'm just talking about the goodness of God today, everybody, on the line, because, amen, we need God more than anything these days.
Yes.
Because there's nothing else to depend on. You can't count on nothing. You know, everybody used to want money, but now you say, well, I don't need to be trying to get a lot of money now because I can't spend it on nothing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the house, well, I need a lot of money now to stay in the house with it. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You can't depend on the money. Amen.
Nope.
That's right.
Praise God. And so I don't know why we are trying to gather it, because we can't depend on it. You don't know when. You don't know when the Federal Reserve is going to call that note in. Yeah, I don't know if you looked at your money. It says that it's a note. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Just look on your dollar. They say it's a note. It don't say that it's money. It's a note. Amen. And you don't know when the bank going to call the note in. You know, when the bank called its note in, amen, whatever's being held against that money, the bank takes it, amen, if you can't pay the note, amen. And so the government had to give up something to the bank in order to get that note.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm trying to say? That there had to be something on the line in order to get the note, amen.
Okay.
And that if the government can't pay the note, amen, whoever owns the money calls the money in, so you can't depend on it. And so even the money you got in the pocket is not yours because it's a note.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And so don't you go trusting in your money, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. The banks can close down tomorrow and take everything you got in there, amen. You can't trust it. You can't even trust the banks no more, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You put your money in the bank, but you can't really trust the bank, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
That's
God.
Right.
Amen. And if you can't trust the banks, then if you keep it in your pocket, you can't trust it because somebody come and rob you, amen.
That's right.
And so it looks like it's a no-win situation, amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad they can't steal God from me,
amen.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. I say, God gives me something, amen. And when I get him, nobody can take it away from me, amen. Nobody. That's something I can take to the grave with me, amen. I know I didn't bring anything here, but I'm going to take the Holy Ghost with me when I go. Because the Holy Ghost says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm going to be with you always to the end of the age. I didn't bring it here, but I can take it with me.
Right.
Come on, somebody, amen. Aren't you glad about the Holy Ghost today? I can take it with me, amen. The Spirit goes with me, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's true, because when Elijah died, amen, a man had been out fighting a battle, and the man got killed, and they threw the man in on Elijah's bone. Elijah was dead. And in Elijah's death, he resurrected the man because the Spirit was still in his bones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Aren't you glad that the Holy Ghost is going to be in your bone? Even when you go to the grave, the Holy Ghost is going to be in the grave with you. Hallelujah. I said,
Hallelujah.
He said he won't leave you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise God. James chapter 5, verse 13. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to use for a subject today. We need a rain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need some rain. Amen. We need some rain. And the reason I say we need some rain, because rain usually solves most of the problems.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Read the scripture there, Sister Paige. Verse 13.
Is any among you afflicted?
Mm-hmm.
Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs.
Amen. It says, any among you afflicted, let him pray. Let him pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that your affliction can be solved simply by praying.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you've been afflicted, he said, pray, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Prayer will help your afflictions, amen. Prayer helps you to get through the things that you're going through. Prayer helps you to face another day, amen.
Yes.
It's prayer that helps you face your problems, amen.
Amen.
So if any man is afflicted, let him pray.
Let him pray.
Because we have access to all things through prayer.
Amen.
We have access to God through prayer, amen.
Amen.
That prayer must be the answer. Prayer gives you the answer to everything, amen. But we must pray, amen. We must pray, amen. It don't say if we pray. It says we must pray, amen.
That's right.
Amen. And so what God is trying to let us know, pray, ask, seek, knock, amen. And see, if we're going to overcome something, amen, this is the way we overcome something. Prayer help us to overcome, amen. Overcome something, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And see, when I need to overcome something, you know, I had a word there, and I was saying that resistance. We have resistance in life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But I might call it faithfulness. Oh, I need another word, amen. To be consistent.
Okay.
Consistency, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Will remove resistance.
I'm okay.
Amen. Consistency will remove resistance.
Amen.
Huh? Consistent.
Amen.
Whatever it is that's resisting you, amen. The devil is resisting you, but the Bible tells us to resist the devil and he'll flee from you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the thing about it is you got to continue to resist him.
Yes.
It's not just a one-time thing, amen. Because consistency, amen, will break resistance.
Amen.
You see, Paul one time was getting ready to go somewhere, but he said, Satan hindered me. Hey, Satan stopped me from going, amen. For two times, Satan hindered me, amen. But you see, whenever you're being hindered by the devil in anything in your life, whatever it is you're being hindered by, consistency will knock down resistance. Amen.
Yes, amen.
In other words, that's the consistency of banging against that thing. That's the consistency. I'm asking. I'm consistent. I'm knocking. I'm consistently seeking. Amen. Amen. I'm continually bombarding heaven all the time. I'm consistently knocking on God's door, amen. I'm consistently, amen, trying to wake him up, amen. Say, God, I need, I want, I desire. If I consistently do it, then after a while, God will get tired of me knocking on his door all night long, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though he might not give it to me right then, but he'll get tired of me coming.
Yes.
Come on, I said consistency will remove your resistance.
Amen.
Whatever you got resisting you in life, consistent prayer will cause that thing to be removed.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, are you with me today?
Amen.
See, that is why you got to have somebody you can trust in, amen. Hallelujah. But you can call on him and continue to call on him. You see, if you don't give it today, don't quit. Don't faint in your heart, amen. The Bible, Hebrews chapter 12 and 3 said that don't faint in your heart, because where we lose the battle at, we lose the battle in our minds.
Yeah.
We give up. You tell us not to faint in our mind, amen. Praise God. Just because we're going through something, amen, well, we shouldn't faint over what we're going through,
right.
Amen. Because it's your mind where the battle is going on, and as long as you consistently pray and consistently asking God, consistently bombarding that thought, amen, that is how we overcome something,
yes,
through consistency.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, when we say seek ye first the kingdom of God, you know, we normally will seek everything else but God first.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, God has already told you how to overcome the thing, but you don't want to do it that way. You go to the doctor, you go spend your money, you sit in council for an hour, pay $100 an hour, and all it would take is a consistent 1 hour of prayer every day, you get over that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you would rather pay than to go to God to get it. Hallelujah.
Right.
Come on, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a problem that you continue to have in it, there's no consistent in your prayer. There's no consistency in you seeking God. That's why you got the problem.
That's right.
Because there's no consistency in your life. Amen.
Right.
Whenever you got a consistent prayer life, you got a consistent reading life,
mm-hmm,
all that junk leaves your mind. Amen. I sleep so good now, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I sleep so good. Amen. If anything bothers me, it's just the devil, amen. I'm fighting the devil in my sleep. He cut out my heart side door while I'm asleep, amen. But I don't know it, so I'm still sleeping good, amen. That's just my spirit doing battle while I'm asleep. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Ain't God good? Aren't you glad that you got a God would do battle for you while you sleep, amen? While you're laying up in your bed, amen? What a mighty God we serve, amen?
Mm-hmm.
If any man afflicted, let him pray. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jump on down in verse 17. Come on, y'all. I'm trying to say you can win this battle, but it takes consistency, amen? Come on, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you're oppressed, consistent prayer will cause the spirit of oppression to be broken, because consistency will destroy resistance. Come on, whatever is resisting you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Consistent prayer will cause that thing to be destroyed. Somebody said, even if you got an ice pick, amen, if you're chipping away on a piece of ice, consistent chipping, amen. Hallelujah. Will diminish the ice, amen. If you got a piece of stone up there and you're trying to make a carving out of a rock, amen. And you got the hammer working on it all the time, consistently beating on it, amen, we'll wear the rock away, amen. And it'll cause it to be shaped, and it'll cause it to be formed into an image that you would have to be. You see, God is hammering away at us consistently, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we don't need to faint in our mind, because God's working on me.
That's right.
Come on, say, God is working on me, amen.
Right.
I can't be afraid of God chastising me, because he's working on me, amen.
That's right.
And the reason he chastises me, because he loves me, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he didn't love me, amen, he would chastise me, amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so I'm glad I got a father, amen. And I'm not a bastard child. I got a daddy that loves me, amen.
Amen.
And he consistently worked on me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it?
Glad.
And so whatever it is that you're facing in life, consistent prayer will break the resistance that's coming against you.
Mm-hmm.
If the devil is resisting you, consistent prayer against him will cause him to be diminished.
Yes.
Are you with me today? Amen?
Amen.
Huh? But we just got to be willing to pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read that other verse, 17, 18.
Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are. and he prayed honestly that it might not rain.
He prayed earnestly that it might not rain.
And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the reason I had that, we need a rain. We need a rain.
We need a rain.
Elijah was a man just like us. That's what he's trying to say, amen.
Yes.
He wasn't no different from us, amen.
Exactly.
Amen. He had like passion. He had like situation just like we got it, amen.
Yes.
But here, he goes down here, and the writer gives him as an example of a man who prayed.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. There's too many times we pray the problem rather than praying the answer. Hallelujah.
Yes, right. Yes.
Yeah, hear what I say. Too much we pray the problem and don't pray the answer, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I mean by this is that Elijah prayed that it wouldn't rain, and because there was a lack of rain, it created a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The lack of rain created a famine.
Yes.
The lack of rain created a pestilence. The lack of rain brought death. The lack of rain brought destruction. Now, even though we have a famine in the land, and even though we have pestilence in the land, we're praying about the pestilence, but the pestilence really is not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the lack of rain.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Are you with me today?
Amen.
You see, our problems, the problems of life, it's not all the other things that you're going through, that's not really the problem. Your problem is the lack of rain in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You need some spirit in your life. You need some God in your life. See, you got a lack of rain. You see, the rain represents life. The rain represents water. Jesus said, I'm the water of life, and you partake of this water, you won't thirst anymore, amen. And the reason you're doing what you're doing because you have a lack of rain in your life.
Okay.
See, a lack of rain causes drought.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever you cause drought, amen, then the land don't produce.
No.
Don't nothing grow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
And because there's no growth, there's nothing being produced, then there's lack. Hallelujah. There's lack. You see, even when you go over in the book of Genesis, I think it's verse Genesis 2 and 9, I believe that's the verse. It says that nothing grew upon the earth because God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing grew at the time because he didn't. That was no rain on the earth, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And see, if we wonder in your life, you wonder why your life isn't producing anything, is because you got a lack of rain in your life. Hallelujah.
Right. Amen.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You got a lack of rain in your life. You're not.
Uh-huh.
You got a lack of prayer in your life. That's why nothing is being produced in your life. That's why nothing is being changed in your life. Amen. That is why you don't have no fruits of joy, fruits of peace, righteousness. That's why you're not producing anything in your life, because it's a lack of rain.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You see, everything in this earth can be fixed just by prayer and asking for some rain, because Elijah, they had a problem back then, amen, where there was a drought,
mm-hmm.
and there was a famine in the land, and people began to die, and people began to perish, and animals and things began to die. And it all was because of a lack of rain. It wasn't that the famine was the problem, it was the lack of rain that was the problem. And so we need to be praying, Lord, send the rain, Lord. Hallelujah.
Rain, Lord.
Come on, somebody.
Send the rain.
Oh, send the rain, Lord. We need a rain in the United States now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We need a revival here now, Lord.
Yes,
we need a renewing of the Holy Ghost here, Lord. You said in the last days you was going to pour out your spirit upon all flesh. So, Lord, we need a rain here on the earth today.
Rain,
because your rain will take care of the problem.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's what we need. We need a rain in our in the earth today.
Yes, Lord.
This is why he said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from that wicked way, then will I heal from heaven and heal the land. You see, the land can be healed just by having some rain in it.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we need some rain. The church needs to be praying for some rain, amen.
Yes.
The God people need to be praying for the rain. And that's why we should be praying in this time, in this hour. We should turn our faces back to God and say, God, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Rain down, Lord. Rain, Lord, rain.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Your home can be healed if it just had some rain in it. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The rebellion of your children, your house needs some rain in it. Amen. Rebellion in the family, the house needs some rain in it. Amen.
Oh.
Rebellion in the world, it needs some rain in it. That's what will fix the United States. The United States can be fixed if we just get some rain.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just need a rain. Just need a rain.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. I believe in the book of Amos, I believe it was chapter 8, it says there's going to be a hunger, there's going to be a famine in the land.
Mm-hmm.
And not for bread and water, but for the hearing of the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's a famine in the land. And the famine is because there's a lack of rain. There's a lack of rain. Even though you get a word, but now we need an anointed word. Come on, somebody. We need an anointed word. We don't just need a word. We need an anointed word, amen. Because the word, the spirit can't work without some word.
Hallelujah.
It don't work by itself, amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on, I said the word don't work by itself, amen.
Yes, Lord.
There
yes,
got to be
Lord.
Some spirit in the word, so we need a rain. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's what God, when God spoke the word, he said, amen, let there be light, amen.
Yes.
And when he said, let there be light, it was the spirit that had to go to work with the word in order to manifest what God has said.
Yes.
I said, we need a rain in your life, amen.
Hallelujah.
We need some anointing in our life, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's the anointing that destroys the yoke, amen.
Yes,
it's the anointing that breaks the bondage, amen.
Thank
it's the anointing, amen, that turns your life around, amen. It's the anointing that heals the sick, amen. It's the anointing that raises the dead, amen. It's the anointing that doeth the work. Jesus said it is not I that do the work, but it's my Father that do the work. You need a rain in your life.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Church got away from prayer, amen.
Yes.
We don't pray no more. The church wasn't praying, so he had to close it down, amen, to get people to pray.
Amen.
Because all while things was going good, nobody was praying.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about the testimony I heard. Somebody told me, said, I have prayed more this year than I prayed in all my life. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Because where was it? They recognize I need something else in my life, Lord. All of this stuff that's coming upon the world right now, and the only thing that's going to help it, I've got to have some rain in my life, Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah. If I'm going to make it through these trials, I'm going to make it through this stuff, I got to have some rain in my life. So I'm praying, Lord, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I thought about Elijah there, amen. Let me see, can I find out where is that over here? In Kings, amen. What Elijah got to praying, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted some rain. He saw that the destruction that was coming upon everything was because it was a lack of rain. The drought was because of a lack of rain. And we realize that all the pressures and stuff that's going on in our country today, the reason it's going on because of our country needs some rain. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. I said the country needs some rain.
Yes, it does.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if we would humble ourselves and pray, amen, we can have some rain in our life. Amen.
Amen.
And see, God wants some rain in our life. Amen. And that's what the church got to be seeking. Say, come on, say, let it rain. Amen.
Let it rain.
Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it rain. Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Hallelujah. I was trying to find out. Where was that now? Amen. Well, Elijah, amen. I didn't bring anything today. But God wanted Elijah to let him know it's going to have some rain, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, amen. And Elijah prayed, amen. Amen. 18, yeah, that's where it's at. First Kings 18. First King. Yeah, let's turn to First King because I have to look at this. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Read verses 1 through 1 and 2. Come on, because here's the promise of the rain. First Kings chapter 18, verse 1 and 2.
And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth.
Now, what it said. Now, Elijah was running. Jezebel had said she's going to kill him, so Elijah took off running. But here now, God's going to send Ahab, going to send Elijah back to Ahab. Go tell Ahab, amen. Praise God. There's a famine in the land, amen. But he needs some rain, amen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send some rain on it, amen. There's been a drought going on, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's a drought going on in the church, amen. There's a drought in here, amen. Amen. It's dry. Your life has been kind of dry. Your life needs a rain in it, amen. That's what you need. You need some water in your life, amen. And if you're going to get some water in your life, amen, you got to go to the brook and drink, amen. Or you got to go to the well and draw water out of the well for salvation. And Jesus is that well. We need to be praying, asking God for some rain. I need a drink of water, Lord. I need some rain in my life, Lord. I know if I get some rain in my life, Lord, my life will change, you see, because it's the rain that changes things, amen. And you hear all the time that prayer changes things, amen. We've heard that so many times, that prayer changes things, amen. Amen. If prayer would change things, it would change my condition, amen. There's no need to be prayed about the famine. Just let me pray for some rain.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
All the problems you're praying for, there's no need to pray for those problems. Just ask God for some rain in your life.
Yes.
Amen. I need some anointing in my life, Lord.
Amen.
I know this will be changed if I got some anointing in my life. Amen.
Praise
I know I can quit doing this, Lord,
yes,
if I have some anointing in my
yes
life. Amen. I know I can stop doing
yes
this, Lord, if I have some anointing in my life. Amen.
Yes,
I know I can turn around, Lord,
yes,
if I have some anointing in my life. Lord, I need some rain.
Rain, Lord. Rain, rain, rain. Yes, Lord.
That's why I act the way I act, because you need some rain in your life.
Yes.
You're angry because you need some rain in your life. Amen. You're stressed out because you have no rain in your life. If you get some rain in your life, the rain will take care of your problem.
Yes, amen.
It talk about the Elijah and the widow woman, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The widow woman went to Elijah and said, my husband served you very well. And he said, now the creditors have come to take away my children for the debt that my husband had incurred, amen.
That's right.
Somebody said that was Obadiah that had borrowed money so that he could feed the 100 prophets that he hid from Jezebel.
Mm-hmm.
He put them in a cave by 50, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And being that he had put them away by 50, 50 represents the anointed. Those were the anointed prophets that he hid, the anointed ones, amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen. All the fake ones had to go, amen. He had killed all the fake ones, amen. All the prophets of Baal, Elijah had already killed all of them, amen.
Uh-huh.
Praise God.
Amen.
And as soon as he killed all of them, the first thing Elijah did, he came back and he resurrected the altar. Come on, somebody. I say you got to resurrect the altar, amen.
Amen.
Come on, where your altar? Where your altar? Do you have an altar in your house? Do you have an altar in your life? Do you have a place of prayer in your life? Amen. You need an altar, amen. The first thing you resurrect when you get rid of the devil is you need to put an altar in your house. There ought to be somewhere that you pray. Somebody said it ought to be in the closet somewhere. Get in your closet and pray, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Get in your secret place and pray, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Elijah prayed. He put his head between his knees like he was giving birth to something, amen. We need to have some birth pain. Do you not realize that a baby is not born until it rains? The water has to break before the baby come out, because you need a rain. You see, nothing comes out without a rain. Everything has to have some water in it. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm saying it. We need a rain. Amen. And Elijah, amen, he resurrected the altar that was torn down. He resurrected your prayer life. You need to resurrect your prayer life. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. When you begin to pour out, amen, then God can pour something back in. Amen. If you're not pouring out anything, you can't get nothing else in. This is why we need to empty ourselves before God, amen. Pour out before God so God can pour out into you.
Amen.
That's why he said, in the last days, I'm going to open up the windows of heaven. I'm going to pour out you a blessing that your house won't be able to contain it. So we need to be praying for the rain. Praying for a move of the Spirit in this hour. That's what we need.
Yes.
To bring some deliverance, amen. It's not that the word is not going forth, amen. It's that there's no power in the word.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing, but it ain't getting in. You're seeing, but you're still blind.
Mm-hmm.
You need some rain. Come on. I said the water will wash that out of your eyes, amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
What is that? Be washed by the water of the word and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So we got to be praying. Lord, send the rain to America, Lord. Send the rain to my house, Lord. Send the rain to the church, Lord. I need some rain in my life, Lord. I need
Hallelujah.
Some rain.
Hallelujah.
Because I need a change. My life is dry. I'm dry, Lord. I need a rain in it, Lord. I need some rain. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise
Amen,
God.
Lord.
Hey, my testimony is dry. I need some rain. My prayer life is dry, but I need some rain. Hallelujah. If you keep on praying, amen, you continue to be persistent, and all the resistance that was coming against you will fade away, but you got to be persistent and continue.
Yes. Amen.
You're contending for the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And Elijah prayed, and he said there was a sore famine. And read on.
And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria.
Yeah. We don't.
And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. But it was so, when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave.
So see, that's what he did because of the famine. He wanted to make sure he kept the anointed preachers, amen. Amen. We want to get rid of all the false prophets, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We got to get rid of the false prophet. And the only way thing to get rid of the false prophet, amen, amen, you got to have some rain, amen. After rain, the presence of God caused the evil to desist. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, sin can't stay in the presence of the rain. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when God flooded the earth, amen, all the wickedness that was upon the earth, the rain came and washed the filth away.
It did. Amen.
It takes the rain. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the rain to cleanse the earth. Amen.
Amen.
It takes the rain. We think about the earth, your flesh is made out of the dust of the earth. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It takes some water. Amen. To wash your flesh, amen. It takes that to rain on you, amen. When it rains on you, it'll wash you clean, amen. This is why we tell everybody, be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin. And when you go out in the water, you see, you need some rain to wash away your sins. So God sent the rain.
Send the rain, Lord.
To wash away my sins, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To take away my iniquity, Lord.
Amen,
I'm
Lord.
Dirty. I'm not clean, Lord. I know I need to cleanse myself, Lord. I got some scars in me, Lord. I got some black spots in me. And I need those things to be washed away, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, send the rain down in my life, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Send the rain. Send the rain, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Look at verse 30 now. Praise God. Read verse 30 here. We talk about a rain here, amen. Come on, I said, Lord, I need some rain. Send the rain, Lord, send the rain, Lord, hallelujah. Rain on my life, Lord, I need some rain, Lord, I need some rain.
Yes.
Hallelujah, praise God. Verse 30 of the same chapter.
And Elijah said unto all the people.
Look what Elijah said here in verse 30.
Come near unto me.
Uh-huh.
Other people came near unto him.
Uh-huh.
And he prepared the altar of the Lord that was broken down.
Come on, what did he prepare? He repaired
the altar.
He repaired the altar. Come on, you need an altar in your life. That's what I was talking about. Repair your altar, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. prepare your prayer life, amen. You know you ain't prayed in a long time.
Yes.
And the reason the famine came is because they wasn't praying no more, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The reason the problem came in your life because you stopped praying.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Problem come as a result of your disobedience. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the water stopped in the first place. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's why you don't see no miracles and things going on like we used to see them. Amen. You don't see that no more because there's no rain. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because what? There's no altar anymore.
Mm-hmm.
People are not praying anymore. Amen. That's why God sent the famine, amen, to get you back to prayer in the first place, amen. 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 You got to recognize, you got to be able to see something, amen. You got to be able to see that everything worked together for its good, amen. And even though somebody's going to die, amen, there's going to be a lot of people die in this famine, amen. And regardless of whoever it is, but it's still going to work together for some good because God doesn't allow anything to happen in your life without purpose in it.
That's right.
He allowed it to come just so you can repair your altar. Most of us don't have an altar no more. We're just out there. We don't have no fellowship with God. It used to be, amen, you had fellowship with the church, but you didn't have no fellowship with God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you could shout when you came to church, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, praise God, hallelujah. But when you left the church, amen, you were still dry as a moan again. You was only wet while you was at church because
right.
You don't have no altar in your life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Huh? You had fellowship with the church. Amen. Or you had fellowship with the pastor, and he had to call you to lose your pastor so you can have fellowship with God.
Mm-hmm.
You can't call him no more on the phone, but there ain't nobody there with you in the midnight hour. Amen. Praise God. You there by yourself now, amen. You can't come to church and get no strength, amen. You got to draw your strength from God, amen. And so God wipes things out so that you can turn back to him and get your mind off of folks. And so that you can repair your altar in your life. If you're going to get it now, you're going to get it on your own. Come on, say, Lord, send me some rain. Lord, send
Lord,
some rain.
Send rain.
Hallelujah. I need my prayer life restored again, Lord. I know I need to pray again, Lord. I need some rain in my life, Lord, because, Lord, nothing going to change, oh, Lord, unless I pray.
Amen.
Nothing going to be any different unless you pray. We expecting something to happen. Ain't nothing going to happen if there's no prayer in your life.
Amen.
If you're not asking God to do anything, he's not going to do nothing.
That's right.
Jesus said you're supposed to ask. He knows what you need, but ask for it. But you haven't repaired your
altar.
You haven't repaired your altar in your life, amen. Mm-hmm. Come on, I say everybody need to get your altar repaired today, amen.
Amen.
If you want some rain in your life, amen, you got to get on the altar and say, Lord, send down some rain, Lord. I'm here dry, Lord. I'm dry. I'm dry, Lord, and I need some rain in my life, Lord. I need a change in my life, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And, Lord, except you change me, what am I going to do, Lord? I can't change myself, Lord. Only you can change me, Lord. I can't change my own heart, Lord. I need some rain in my life, Lord, to change my heart, Lord. Break up this fallow ground, Lord. Move the stones out of my heart, Lord, so that the seed of the word of God can enter into my heart, that it might be planted and bring forth some fruit, Lord. Lord, I need a change in my life.
Yes.
I can't continue walking the way I walk, Lord. I'm tired of hitting and miss, Lord. I'm tired of getting up and going back down again, Lord. I'm tired of having victory and then failed again, Lord. I'm tired of going back and forth, Lord. I need a change in my life.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Tired of, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Going back to the same thing that I just came out of.
Yes.
Being like a dog going back to his mama. Lord, I'm tired of going back, Lord. I need some rain in my life. I need a change.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Need some victory now, Lord. But you died so that I can have some victory, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Lord, I want some victory in my life, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I don't want to keep sinning and sinning and sinning over and over again, Lord, to come back around, going around the motherberry bush. I'm tired of going around the motherberry bush, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, I need a change in my life. I know only you can change me, Lord. I said we got to repair an altar in our life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need some rain. I know where I am. I got to stop playing, amen. Got to stop faking and shaking, amen.
Amen.
And be real and pull out before God. God, I got some habits in my life. I need them broke, Lord. I need to break these habits, Lord, in my
yes,
life, Lord. I lie sometimes, Lord. Lord, help my lying tongue, oh, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. My mouth get ugly sometimes, Lord. Help my mouth, Lord. Help my tongue, Lord. Lord, I need some rain in my mouth, Lord. Amen. Lord, I get weak.
Hallelujah.
Sexual addiction, Lord. I'm addicted to sex, Lord. I need to break away from this, Lord. Lord, I need some rain in my life, Lord. Change me, Lord, because I can't change myself, Lord. Lord, I need some rain in my life to overcome these things, because, Lord, it's the Spirit that gives me the ability to overcome things. Amen. It's the rain that gives me the ability.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And what has happened happening to us?
Thank you.
We come to church, we one way, and we go home, we something else.
Yes.
Everybody know how to act good at church.
Hallelujah.
And you get home, you're just as nasty as you ever been.
Hallelujah.
But you say you're saved.
Hallelujah.
I need some rain in my life, Lord.
Thank you.
I need some rain in my life, Lord. How can you be one thing at home and something else at church? I need some rain in my life, Lord. I need some rain in my life. Amen. How can you be something in the street and there's something else at church? I need some rain in my life, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tired of being back and forth, Lord. I want to get on the straight and narrow, Lord. But except you leave me, Lord, in the path of righteousness, Lord, how am I going to get on the right path, Lord, except, Lord, you move in me, Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Lord. I need some rain in my life.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
How can you overcome without the power of God
hallelujah.
In your life? You need some rain. You need the power of God working in your life.
Yes, Lord.
And the things you've been doing, you don't have to keep doing them, amen. You don't have to sin. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless that is coming and do it with exceeding joy, he's able to present you if you call and say, Lord, I need some rain.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You got to repair your altar, amen.
Hallelujah.
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 I got to quit, amen.
Thank
but look at verse 41. I'm going to have to skip over some of it.
And Elisha said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain.
In other words, he said, that's a sound. That's a sound. In other words, that's why we have to pray, Lord, open my ears.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you pray about things, you can't see nothing happening. But there's a spirit that speaks in your ear, and you can hear. He said, I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I can hear it. Amen. Already, amen. I can hear a sound of abundance of rain. I know it's coming, amen. And the reason I know that the rain is coming, amen, because every time something gets worse, that means it's going to get better. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Every time I go through a hard time, that means that's some good time coming. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Every time you go through a time of darkness,
yes.
That means some light going to shine after a while.
Hallelujah.
I said I hear some abundance of rain coming. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I hear the rain. I hear the rain. I hear the Spirit moving. The Spirit is moving. The rain is moving upon the face of the earth right now. I hear the sound of abundance of rain, you see, because that is why when you pray, God gives you a ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And God said, I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon.
Yes.
The rain is coming.
Hallelujah.
Because the latter rain is when the crops is produced. We've had the former rain, but the latter rain is coming. I said, I hear sounds of abundance of rain. Amen.
Yes.
I said, when this is over, amen, there's going to be some rain when all of this is over.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
Come on, amen. I know there's some sorrow right now, but there's going to be some joy coming after a while. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. We might endure for the night, but the joy comes in the morning. Amen.
Yes.
And every time I go through a test, it's going to take me higher in the Lord instead of take me down. I hear some rain coming.
Yes, Lord.
And so we need to go running right now and start clapping your hands and praising God because what? I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear the rain coming. I hear the anointing coming. I can see the anointing coming. It's because people are praying now like never before. And because if you continue to pray and continue to bombard heaven and say, God, let it rain, let it rain, God is going to loose the rain after a while. I hear the sound.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I hear the sound.
Thanks.
Of the Spirit falling upon us, that you're going to lay hand on the sick and people are going to recover. Amen. You're going to cast out demons. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And when you walk, amen, in your shadows, amen, people are going to get healed from your shadows. Amen. Because of the rain. Amen. And devils is going to tremble before you because of the presence of God that is upon you. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I said, these are the last days, and I hear the sound coming of the rain of the word of God. The rain of the Holy Spirit is getting ready to fall again, Lord. Renew us again, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I hear the sound.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And Elijah prayed, and he prayed. I have to cut it short, amen. And he sent his servant up. He went to the highest place, top of the mountain, amen. He wanted to get as close to God as he could, amen. He went to the highest place, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I said we have access to God through the Spirit of God, amen. You can go to the highest place, amen. He said you can come to Mount Zion, amen. Mount Zion is the highest place in God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said you can come into an innumerable company of angels and just men, of just men's spirits made perfect, amen. You can come to that company. You can come to Mount Zion and obtain present help in the time of need. He said, Elijah went up on Mount Carmel.
Yes,
and then he sent his servant out. He said, go look. And he went out and he didn't come back and say, I don't see nothing. Hallelujah. You see, this is why we tell God, open our eyes so we can see, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, the servant couldn't see anything, amen. Because servants can't see, amen. But it's the sons that see, amen.
Come on.
Say, I'm a son of God, amen. And I'm supposed to be able to see this, amen. Because, well, I'm a son of God, amen. I've been anointed to be able to see. And so he went seven times. You see, when something happens, when you pray the first time, if something happens or it takes place, or it, that means that thing wasn't a hard thing, amen. You're not going to get much out of that, amen. But when you got something, you got to work it. You got to keep chipping away. Hallelujah. You're consistent, amen. You're persistent, amen. Amen. It's your persistence, amen. You keep bombarding heaven. I want it to rain. Oh, Lord, I want it to rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. And you keep doing it. He went seven times. And finally, the servant came back, and he said, well, the only thing I see, it's a symbol that looks like a man's hand.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you got spiritual eyes, you can see the smallest thing. Come on, somebody. If you can just see the smallest thing in the Spirit of God, you know that thing is going to turn big. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Bible says, despise not today a small thing. If you just see the hand of the Lord, if you can see the hand of the Lord, you know it's going to rain. Amen. So you got to be able to speak something, amen.
Yes.
And you got to be able to hear something. And so that's why when we pray, Lord, open my ears so I can hear, and open my eyes so that I can see. Because I know, Lord, there's an abundance of rain coming. And as soon as he saw the sign of the rain, he started running. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
That's right.
He started running. The drops of water hadn't failed yet, but he could see beyond where he was, amen.
Yes.
And he could see what was coming. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Can you see beyond your now and to see what's coming after a while?
Mm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Look beyond your now and see the future. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you look, when you're walking by faith, you don't see it right now, but you see what's coming after a while. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And when he started running, all of a sudden the rain started coming. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, hey, have you... ride your horse. And Elijah, the Spirit came upon him, and he tucked up his garment, and he began to run, and he outran the horses, amen. Because of the rain, amen.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Come on. I said somebody, maybe you behind, but you can catch up. Come on, somebody. Come on, amen. Hey, my ministry may have been behind, but it's going to catch up. Come on, hallelujah. Because of the rain, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. All those who said I wasn't going to make it, amen. When I catch up with them, amen, I'm going to pass them because what? The last become first, amen. And the first become last, amen. And just because you arrive first, amen, don't mean you're going to be first, amen. And so that's what we got to look at ourselves. Not where you are now, but look where God wants you to be. It don't matter who went first. If it matters that who came in last. Hallelujah. Elijah outran the horses because of the rain. The rain gave him speed. Come on, amen. The rain gives you agility, amen. The rain gives you power, amen, to do things that you couldn't do it before, amen. Come on. Hey, that's what he said?
Amen.
I give you power to be a witness unto me. He said the rain will give you the power.
Thank you, Lord.
I just said today, church, it's going to rain. You need to pray for the rain today, amen. If somebody don't have no rain in your life, you need to make known that you need some rain in your life, amen. You can put it on Facebook or you can say something online today because I'm saying we need a rain in our life. Is there anybody today need to be saved? The Bible says, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
For the promise is unto you and to your children, even as many as are far off, amen. The Holy Ghost is the promise of God, and you need the rain. The Holy Ghost is the rain. Well, you know it. Now, that's the rain, amen.
It is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is the power of God. The Holy Ghost is the presence of God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you need some rain in your life if you want to change. Amen. If there's no one, amen, that want to be saved, amen. This is the Care Church, amen. If you'd like to donate to us, you can go to PayPal, Cash App, at carechurchinc@gmail.com.
Amen.
And if you want to send us a donation, we appreciate any donations you send. And may God bless and keep you. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. There are your testimonies online. Anybody online today? You got a testimony or word to say? Amen. We give you an opportunity. Is there someone? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Does nobody online have a testimony today? I always like to tell everybody your testimony could be somebody else's deliverance.
Amen.
We had one lady on the prayer line last week. She gave a testimony about her healing, and another lady got healed when she gave her testimony about her healing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the way it works, amen.
Yeah,
that's the way it works.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We had somebody that was lost, and they found them alive.
Mm.
That was a testimony. Amen.
Amen.
And so another lady had one of her family member that was lost, that gave her encouragement, amen, that her son, or rather, could be found alive and well, amen?
Amen.
And so your testimony goes a long way, amen. Is there anyone today? Amen. If there's no other one, we're going to dismiss then, amen. And the testimony's in here before we go, amen?
Yes.
Go ahead, brother.
God, Pastor, First Lady, other sisters, it was good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
As a reminder.
Amen.
To pray more.
Yes.
To have a certain place to pray.
Yes.
And I'm glad that I have a certain place to pray, but I need to pray more.
Yes.
I need rain.
Yes.
I need a flood.
Yes. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand praise, the brother there. He said he need a rain in his life, need a flood.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, we need our life to be flooded with the rain. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead. Go ahead, sis.
I do want to thank God for the word on today. I thank him that I need to pray more. The Lord told me I need to pray more and pray some more.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to thank God for my husband that brings forth the word today that we need more rain in our life. I know I need more rain, and I need rain in my life. And you know, you always say you want to do or going to, but you need to do. And I know what I need to do. And I pray God to help me do what I need to do.
Amen.
I need more rain in my life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God that we need more rain. We all got to be honest with ourselves and say we need more rain.
Amen.
I think if we stop fooling ourselves, you can't fool yourself anyway, though, but you know how we are. If we stop fooling ourselves and just admit our shortness, our shortcoming to God that we already know we got, amen, in the areas that we know we're weak in, just go on and say, God, you know I'm weak here, Lord. They don't need to hide it, you know. I got a weakness here. And pull out and let people know, let God know. Not you got to let everybody else know. Let God know. God already know anyway. But say, God, I need some help in this area.
Amen.
Huh? Yes, amen. And all God wants you to do is admit and ask him for the help, and he'll grant you the help.
Yes.
But he that hideth his sin can't prosper.
Amen.
But he that confessed and forsake, amen, shall have plenty of mercy. And so I just admit, well, Lord, I fall short here, Lord. I fall short there, Lord. I fall short here. And admit my faults.
Yes, amen.
And so God can strengthen me in them. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we get victory. And you can't have no victory hiding. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. No one else may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit let rest, rule, and abide within us, henceforth, now, and forevermore. And to him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, the only wise God and Savior, Jesus Christ,
amen.
Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. We'll see y'all tonight at 5 o'clock. Brother Prevost, Care Network. Amen. Blog Talk Radio.